It's Matt Spiegel.
Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Voice of the Fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for Big Ten play as the Cats host Iowa, Indiana, Maryland, and more. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with the Bulls, they host Russ Westbrook and the OKC Thunder tonight at the United Center. Bulls back over 500 now thanks to three straight victories. Jimmy Butler hot as a pistol in those three games, averaging 38 points. But he missed this morning's shoot-around, so he is a game-time decision for tonight. Guard Denzel Valentine also listed as a game-time decision. He is recovering from an ankle injury. Now on to college football. Tonight is the NCAA National Championship game. Number 3 Clemson taking on the number 1 Alabama Crimson Tide. Same two teams as last year. Alabama won that one. So what has changed?
We're a healthier team, but more importantly, we've got more functional football players. You know, we're competitively built differently from a depth standpoint than we were last year. And I think that's always the position you want to be in as a coach, because it just brings a different edge to your meetings, your practice, you know, everything. And, you know, last year we didn't quite have that, and this year we do. So, you know, I like where we are as a team.
That was Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney in search of his first championship as a head coach. His counterpart for tonight, Nick Saban, going for number 6. To the pros now, the Packers beat the Giants 38-13 last night at Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdown passes. Green Bay now moving on to Arlington next weekend to take on the number 1 seed Dallas Cowboys. In the AFC, the Steelers easily beat the Dolphins 30-12. Pittsburgh now moves on to Kansas City next Sunday. Hockey, 3 wins in a row now for the Blackhawks. They beat Nashville 5-2 last night at home. Ryan Hartman with a hat trick. Hawks are off tonight. They've got a date with their longtime rivals tomorrow at the UC when they welcome in the Detroit Red Wings. And finally, in college hoops, the Baylor Bears are the number 1 team in the AP Top 25 for the first time ever. Rounding out the top 3 are Kansas and former number 1 Villanova. Cubs convention broadcasts on 670 The Score, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com. I'm Kevin Zipek, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you, Kevin Zipek, for existing and lingering from mornings all the way to now, doing the updates. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Nick Szepkowski and Jay Zawoski are our fine producers, and they're putting together a list of Polish quarterbacks for a segment to be named later.
Rick Camp
said Marino. I thought.
Yeah, I didn't know Marino.
I was going Marino.
Really?
As Italian.
Yeah.
Marino is Italian.
He's in the Italian American
Sports Hall of Fame. I know that.
The Polish guys on the other side of the glass.
They're claiming Dan Marino.
Says so on his Wikipedia, so we claim him. Claiming Sid Luckman, too?
Sure.
Is he Polish? No idea if
he's
or not.
From a shtetl and border somewhere.
And I always thought that Dan Marino was Italian.
Ironically enough, Deshaun Watson. So we'll see if he gets into the NFL.
Also from the old country. Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal, famous Irishman.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Thank you also to Rick Camp, the co-host of the I'm Fat podcast, for helping out as he did.
They knocked down a bag of brownie brittle.
In eight minutes. 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
They did some work over there. No water, just track.
Jimmy bag of brownie brittle.
Thank you to Hub Arkish, Pete Futek, and Greg Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Those were the guests on the show. Tomorrow we will recap this college football game from tonight. A little Jimmy versus Russell as the MVP candidates. Get it on.
My man. The flu game.
Oh, he set this whole thing up. It doesn't even be, he's got some new Jordan shoes.
Oh, so it's Jimmy.
Jimmy thinks he's Michael. He really does. No, I mean, if he could say it out loud, and maybe he will at some point,
he thinks
he is as good as Michael Jordan.
Okay.
I mean, he really does.
Speaks makes him think that every time he listens to the show.
Jimmy
listens, and Speaks is one of his favorite hosts in the city. I'm not joking. Jimmy likes the way you do your thing with him.
I got you.
You and Joe Cowley.
Speaks and Neil.
Neil. Ooh, ain't no
Neil's
room
like
left.
His personal promoter. Hey, it's like the Paul Bettany in A Knight's Tale.
Ain't no room left on the Jimmy Pack.
Neil's completely off the rails. Completely.
This is happening 4 or 5 years ago. Yep. You're just joining the party.
No, it was really bad in that Celtics 7-game series. Remember all you doubters? After they lost game 7. Remember that? Joaquin Noah
dribbling the length of the court for the slam.
All you doubters, hey, you lost.
Right.
Doubted what? Yeah. Yeah, we doubted you could win and you lost.
Doesn't know what people see in LeBron, that kind of thing.
Hey, all joking aside for a moment. And all, you know, pushing each other into opposite poles for the conversation for a moment. Bulls got a little something figured out. It's kind of neat.
Space
the floor. Use the shooters. Yeah, do pick and roll with Jimmy and Doug, and they can actually
hang
in some games.
You see some of the, analytics.
That cannot be your coach, by the way. There's no way the coach had the guts to bench Rondo, say, I'm done with this. Right. This doesn't work. That came from upstairs. Somebody finally said, look, he can't play lick. You can't have him on the floor.
Don't worry about
it.
Yeah.
If you want to figure out something else.
But you see the numbers that show the Jimmy's effectiveness, and not just in usage rate and some of that stuff, but in the...
He's better against paint that isn't packed.
First, whether it's either Miritich or McDermott, his numbers go up, and then it doubles.
Oh, the three of them.
When they're both on the floor with him. It's like, this is basketball is not hard.
Yeah, but they can't guard anybody.
At some point, they pick their poison differently.
But somebody
make them beat you.
This is the thing. Like, if they had approached the offseason, say the way the Houston Rockets did, and said, okay, we got James Harden, what else are we going to do? And they got what? Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson.
Some shooters.
So, yeah, go get some shooters.
Clint Capella, a young springy dude.
But instead, Rondo is here.
Yeah, because they revise history every day. I mean, it was to get younger, more athletic. We're going to be able to shoot the three. And then it's, oh, well, this guy fell in our lap, so now we're not going to be doing that stuff. And then Wade falls in their lap, and we'll just make it up as we go along.
Hey, Jimmy and James are two different guys, too. James is a more brilliant offensive player. Jimmy is
without a doubt
is a terrific player. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not really comparing him to James or him to Westbrook.
And D'Antoni's system is proven.
Yeah.
Whereas Hoiberg,
but it's just like you might as well
even know what you
got.
Is.
What do you got? This is what you got. Might as well throw it out there.
I mentioned it to KC a couple weeks ago. I said at some point your best bet is just to go full Jimmy until he's hurt.
Absolutely.
And if you really want to try to maximize what you're doing, just stop pretending you're this is some kind of democracy.
Plus, that
understand
makes,
it's a meritocracy. It makes him happy.
It makes Jimmy very, very happy. Oh, yeah. To be able to shoot whenever he touches the basketball, to hold it as long as he wants to be the star. Because if he isn't any of those things, and you win a game without him being the star, he's not going to be happy.
Well, this is the way
he's made that very clear. He is only happy when he is the star of every game.
And this is the way, too, that he backs up what he's been talking about. If he is the guy that's asked to do everything. And I don't know how long Russell can do this. So I definitely don't know how long Jimmy can do this. See, but it's fun to watch while he's trying. Like, this is, you know, around All-Star break is when guys kind of take a little inventory of the bodies. And, you know, we stop talking about minutes and all those other things because they're trying to eke out every... It's funny how Fred Hoiberg is trying to eke out every quarter and every win the same way the defensive coach was doing it at the time. He's just doing it in a different manner. He's just trying to figure a way out to not get fired because ain't no way in hell he's going to give you a break on $18 million, y'all. And he's not going to get hired again as an NBA head coach after this run. So he's trying to win every possession, every quarter. And now he's and calling him his point guard.
And those minutes are going to catch up to you.
Oh, without question.
Every one of those guys.
But he's 27. 26, so at least you're not working with a guy who's 30, who's got problems.
I love the narrative. I love the fact that we had to find out that at least for one of these, more than one this year, after the fact, it was Dwayne Wade told Jimmy, go win the game for us. There has to be this blessing from it. We do this dance. And
he called himself a great closer in the paper today, too. He's like, Jimmy's a great closer, as am I.
Quite naturally.
This whole prop up Jimmy thing is really tiring. I mean, it's tiring. It's like this daily Jimmy's the greatest player of all time thing that everyone on the team has to do. Everyone around the team has to do it. And if it's not done, then there's going to be a problem.
Because you went full in, though, Barry. The town went full in, too. Joakim and Jimmy.
Did he win by accident, though?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, did he
Doesn't
win?
Doesn't matter in his world. Amen. Think like Jimmy.
Who writes history? You know, this man is victorious. He will be writing the history from here on out.
Look, I don't expect everybody to be Joakim Noah, okay, in terms of how they handle the people around them, their relationships on a team, within a locker room, all that kind of stuff.
And even with Taj. But, Taj understands. Like, but that's the man. Like,
but
you don't.
But for how long are guys going to tolerate it? How long are they going to want to be around a guy?
But who's going to buck?
Until you have another actual alpha. You've got Rajon Rondo's not that guy. Dwayne isn't that. He doesn't have the energy or desire to be that guy.
He doesn't
care.
The reason he does what he does with Jimmy is because he just doesn't want to waste his energy.
Right.
He's not going to waste his time.
He's not an idiot.
He's like, look, you be whatever you want to be, and I'll say that you're that even if I don't think you are.
Holler at me in the playoffs because I will be putting up shots then. Because that's when people are watching.
He did that on championship teams.
That's what I'm saying. Dwayne is like, yeah, this is awesome, man. You're doing your thing. And then when we face off against the Cavaliers and I got my guy across the way from me, I'm going to put up shots. Please believe that these shots are going to get up. Yeah, everybody's just buying their time. Jimmy's showing his hard work and proving, you know, everybody that invested in him, that they were right for investing in him. And
it's an amazing thing. Yeah, when you criticize the Bulls as much as you want, and it's all deserved. But when you can find a star player from that part of the draft, it's a thing. When you can find somebody who is a top 15 NBA player, look at the history of the draft. And look at how many guys, and I'm not talking about the old time, you know, some stashed foreigner in the second round and members of foreigner. But if that's a big deal, it's a big, you can credit Thibodeau. You can credit the guys who drafted him. You can credit Hoiberg, credit everybody involved, credit Jimmy and everybody around him. But that is really rare.
He's putting up big time NBA player numbers, and he's done it for a large enough sample size that is not
everything. Win shares, usage percentage, win shares per 48. I mean, it's there for him, but it's just a matter of to what end. Well,
to what end, Speaks?
To what end?
Entertainment
and,
value.
An entertaining product. Yeah. You give Jimmy a chance to get even better, if possibly. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and just do the thing.
And you hope you find somebody to pair with him at some point.
Yeah, and you play every person who's young. Every person who's young on your roster and see if you actually have anything.
How many years in a row have we wondered about that and asked that question and waited for that to occur?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still want to see.
There's not much in it except you're going to be an entertainment product. It's going to be a hell of a lot more fun to watch when they do it this way the rest of the year.
They are fun to watch.
A lot more fun to watch.
They're interesting.
Than the other crap.
When Dougie's racing around, they're making shots. Oh, I'm over here. Now I'm over here. Now I'm over here. I'm shooting. It's great.
This weekend with all the bad quarterback play, the bad backup quarterback play. I forgot. I meant to mention this earlier, Jace. How Phil Sims refused to blame Matt Moore for anything at all. Yeah. Did you guys catch that?
Quarterback fraternity was in full effect.
Oh, dude, he was like, Matt Moore, fumbles.
He called him great at one point.
He said, how's Matt Moore doing? Been great. Been great at
what
one point.
What they've asked him to do was, it kept being
But
mentioned.
Not only that, both fumbles. Where the hell is terrible. Your ball security? He's holding a loaf of bread.
He was concussed after that completely. Hit to the head. Yes, he was not the same guy.
The neurologist said, you're fine.
The fumbles were on blitzes. You got to pick up that blitz. Well, how about holding on to the ball? How about securing the ball? And then the interception. Well, that's just a great play by Ryan Shazier when he just completely misses
threw
him.
Threw it to him.
It's like, why is it not okay to say that a good guy, veteran backup, is not up to the task?
I recognize the fact that he was concussed. He made some good throws early. He actually did. Sure. After that, he was not the same player.
Well, I was laughing at one point because as much as we praise and you watch Aaron Rodgers and we talk about the built-in radar that he has, it like a shark that can feel vibrations in the water, he just knows where everybody happens to be. Matt Moore is one of the least aware quarterbacks. It's like that. How does he not walk into a door every day in his house? I mean, that's a guy like you.
Internal clock.
Not just the timing, the radar. If you can't see them, they're probably about to kill you. Mm-hmm. Step up. Yeah. Help your lineman out. Do something.
And Matt Moore has been a guy in Miami who, the entire time, if you talk to Miami people or read any of the stuff that's been written, he's the guy that's like, oh yeah, I'm ready to rock. I've been here for a while. I do this. He doesn't consider himself a backup quarterback.
No, he didn't talk like one last week.
It's like Brian Hoyer, but he's got more of a mouth than Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer thinks he's the best quarterback on the roster, every roster he's on. Mm. He just doesn't carry himself that way all the time. Matt Moore is the dude oh yeah, been waiting here, coach. Yeah. Let's get this
I just want to compete for a starting job.
Exactly.
Wow. I just want to compete for a starting job.
There were three turnovers, and he had a big role to play in them, no matter what Phil Sims thinks.
That hit, though. Yeah. See, that the thing about
oh,
that
boy.
Hit.
Oh boy!
Look, it's NFL sexy.
Hey,
it's Bud Dupree.
How was that awesome? How is that conceivable?
Awesome.
By the way,
Akeem Hicks saying that was a bad call. Yeah, I'm like he hit him right in the jaw.
Hit him in the jaw with his helmet. I think that's illegal.
How did he pass concussion protocol?
He didn't.
I'm the independent neurologist. I owe nothing to anybody. For I am independent.
Hi everybody.
Exactly.
I assumed he was in the locker room when. And he walked back out on the field.
Hey, neurologist, are you independent? Oh, very. Yes. I'm highly independent.
I have a declaration of independence right here.
I can pay my own rent. I can make it from place to place.
And I handle my own political parties.
Well. I dress myself every morning. I am an independent neurologist. Yeah, he was out. I answer to no one.
He was out like a light. And it was nasty when it happened. And then the Twitter or Facebook Live of one Antonio Brown after, you guys see this, the celebration as they go around the locker room with the phone telling people don't get on the bandwagon. You know, the Steelers doing their football-y thing. They walk up to Alejandro Villanueva and everybody's celebrating or whatever and doing their thing. And the guy walks up to Alejandro Villanueva, their left tackle, Army Ranger, and goes, say something Spanish, Alejandro. Yes. And everybody's they're
yo
doing
soy it. Fiesta.
Yeah, they're doing their thing. And as soon as they walk up to the Spanish dude, they're like, say something Spanish. So yeah, the Steelers had their fun. Bud Dupree telling everybody he'll be in Miami in the offseason for anybody who had a problem with him. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's the Aqib Talib. I'll be in Atlanta to beat your ass when I see you in the offseason. So yeah. It was a fun game for it. You know, you knew that was gonna be over quickly, and you really didn't want to watch Raiders and Texans and Giants and Packers.
No.
I mean, it was a tough wild card weekend. So hopefully the divisional round will be a lot better.
And obviously, we now know that being on a boat makes you bad at stuff.
True.
So never go on a boat because then all of a sudden you can't do what you do.
can't do your job.
Because of having been on a boat.
No fishing for anyone.
Don't drop two touchdown passes and then you don't have to answer that question. Then you don't have to talk about it.
Do you think it has something to do with it at all, though?
No, I think this is true. The minute someone asks a question about a distraction, it is then by definition a distraction. It is not something you take out onto the field to play, whatever that sporting event is. There's no way you're thinking about it while you're out there. But you know what? You drop a touchdown pass. The next time you go sit down on the bench after that,
see, there you go.
You are thinking see, about that, it because you know
you think he was thinking about the boat while he's on the bench.
He's thinking about the question he's going to have to.
He's going to have to face it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's a meta level of
it doesn't mean it affects you while you're on the field, but once you get off the field, you're definitely thinking about it.
Yeah, I think we need to go back and actually look at teams that have won the Super Bowl and then see what they had done on all of their previous off days.
You're intentionally missing the point.
Yeah, you're driving it the wrong direction.
So what do you see?
I didn't say that. You know I didn't say that. What I said was, once you make a mistake on the field and you go sit down on the bench, because these are humans, Dan, something you're going to think about.
You drop the first one and you realize that after the game you're going to get attacked for it.
But the connection that you have to make then is, are you...
Not making any connection, I'm simply stating a fact.
Okay, so with that in evidence, are you contending that him thinking about it after the first drop...
No, I didn't say that.
I'm just asking.
I didn't say that.
So did it make him more likely to drop other passes?
I didn't say that.
But are you willing to?
Well, how about that? Don't some people react that way, by the way? Some people? Like, well, you make one mistake and an avalanche of mistakes follow because you've made one. Some people are like that. I don't think Odell is like that, but he added a level of consciousness, an extra level of mental toughness that he had to deal with.
Some people are weaker mentally than others.
He doesn't seem like he's one.
I don't know him well enough to know, but absolutely one thing can lead to another. For sure it can.
He has spiraled.
I have no idea.
He has spiraled emotionally in games before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've seen
better or for worse.
Where you commit the second and it should have been third and fourth.
The hit on Josh Norman is one of the worst hits I have ever seen. One of the dirtiest plays of all time.
Right up there with that Hines Ward, Keith Rivers hit.
How Josh Norman got up from that, I do not know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see that one thing leads to another with him.
And Tom Brady spoke on it today, too, about what he used to do in his off days. It just wasn't public. And he talked about the plan that they have in place now in New England, how, you know, certain things are done differently. I also think the mistake that was made, Barry, was the way I think they were instructed to handle it. Because you saw that week, and it's funny because I raced home and watched some of those dumb NFL live shows, and they immediately, we're going to go to New York because they're going to ask them about the boat party.
It's hot and take.
The press conference for the day on Wednesday was Odell at the podium, and then they showed Sterling Shepard answering questions at his locker and Victor Cruz answering questions at his locker, and none of them made fun of it. Like, none of them joked about it, and you could tell Ben McAdoo, because Bill Polian said this is exactly what Ben McAdoo had to do, is get them on message all together. And meanwhile, Eli Manning's making jokes about having his shirt off and having a good time.
Well, they added a layer to it by taking the field shirtless and doing the whole parading around.
If I'm them, I make fun of the situation, because then you kind of take the air out of it. And then if you do have a bad game, you know, you were joking about it, you were quote unquote loose during the week. Like, I feel like we think that they're tight throughout the week, and then, you know, I got to play better because they got me on the boat with the pictures, and now all of a sudden there's a lot of pressure here, and then you're dropping balls. I think they just dropped some balls, answer for.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's much more likely a guy like Tony Romo, who spends his off week with his girlfriend on a vacation somewhere. I think that is much more likely to affect whether you're going to win or lose than some guys going down on their off day on a boat. I don't, you know,
especially after what John Mayer said about Jessica Simpson in that one revealing and very drunken interview.
A song about her? Oh, okay. I was about to say. Oh, you don't know John Mayer writes songs about
his exes. The interview he did years ago?
No.
Oh, go find it.
About Jessica?
Yeah. He was apparently, he had a couple of McAllens in him and was discussing their relationship. I believe he coined the term sexual napalm, where he said it was something where, that in the midst of in flagrante delicto, he would say if he would pay.
Is that a Styx lyric?
He said something that he would.
It's
that was addition.
Like something you would put cheese on.
What was his quote where he said
like
that
a little extra Parmesan?
He was thinking to himself in the moment that if I had, he said, there's no amount of money that I wouldn't pay to never stop doing this.
Wow. And that's why Tony Romo went on vacation, huh?
I remember that sounds like a distraction to me.
Vividly.
You know, That sounds like when you're when you might be walking out to the huddle, you could be thinking of something else at that point.
I mean, it was just because I remember thinking, wow, this is, and this guy's been with everybody.
Yeah, right?
I mean, this John Mayer, I mean, his list is like Jennifer Aniston
special
Margaret Thatcher. I mean, he's been everywhere. Ava Perone.
That sounds like a distraction to me. Now, you know, flying to Miami for a day,
over your face. That's T.O. did the my quarterback, that's my quarterback thing because of that. They lost that game.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah, they lost that game after he hung out with Jessica Simpson and he wanted people to get off his quarterback. I don't think he really wanted people to get off his quarterback. I think he was drawing more attention to it, but, you know.
I think he wanted the quarterback to get off of, you know, whatever he was thinking about.
That might be legitimate.
As long as he's not commenting on Jeff Garcia anymore. That's what we all need to make sure T.O. isn't doing, because he did that for a little while as well.
T.O. is busy doing celebrity password games on daytime TV.
Trying to get in the Hall of Fame.
He shouldn't have had to wait either.
I didn't know Password was still on.
No, whatever that new show
is. It's with... Is it Craig?
Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson.
Oh, it's not like the old Alan Ludden
fiction. Password is.
No, I love all right, what you guys got today?
Craig Ferguson is doing daytime TV.
We're catching our guy Barry up. Come on, Barry. Get yourself some daytime TV.
Matt Bowen.
Stop with all those jobs you got.
We got Vincent Goodwill, Adam Kramer, Eric Edholm. We're gonna play the hits today. Wow. I want to do some stuff with Matt Bowen, responding to a terrific Wall Street Journal article about the play that has changed, some people think ruined, college football. And it was a rule change they tried to undo before this year, and they failed to undo the rule.
Oh, wow.
But what has happened with what we know as the RPO, or run-pass option.
Mm-hmm.
Is now it's essentially an indefensible play. It's in some ways an illegal play, because the rules are what they are. And it has changed college football in insidious ways. And once you see it, in every game you watch, you can't unsee it.
It's mandatory.
You can't unsee it every time. Like, there it is again. Mm-hmm. Guys think it's a run because there's a bunch of 300-pounders running at him, but no, he pulls it back. He's right behind the line and he throws a pass.
I remember run-pass option used to be going up to the line of scrimmage with two play calls. Right, now it's immediately doing the run-pass option with the handoff or not.
Well, you're an X and O guy. You'd love this. It's all diagrammed. The triple option principle of ride to the mesh point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the first back, you're at the mesh point. Then there's the first decision, so you can pull and run.
Mm-hmm.
In the triple option, the next and most dangerous option.
Step back and pass.
The triple option would be a pitch. Mm-hmm. It's a pitch to the tailback. Uh-huh. Then you can go or you can pitch. So that's your second decision.
Second and third.
Mm-hmm. What happens now is with the rule change, with linemen able to get downfield, as you're running, instead of just a pitch, you stop and you throw.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. And Saban fought it, then completely revamped his offense to do nothing but.
All right, we're going to let you talk about that and much, much more. Barry Rosner and Dan Bernstein will take you until 6 o'clock. Speaks, we've got ourselves a national championship game we'll be talking about tomorrow.
See you in the morning, babe.
All right, let's do it right here on 670 The Score.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Almost every great coach, regardless of sport, has detractors. If you win a lot, there are going to be people who don't like you. The exception to that rule is Michigan State basketball coach Tom Izzo. Ever hear anyone say anything bad about Izzo? Yes, Izzo. That's about the list. On Saturday, Izzo's team played Penn State in Philadelphia's historic Palestra, giving the Lions a home court advantage in the Pac gym they would never have had on campus. Izzo agreed to play there because he'd never coached in the Palestra and knew it was one of college basketball's truly iconic venues. After the game, Izzo blamed himself for his team not playing better, but said it was an honor to coach in the building. Put simply, Izzo gets it. He knows, as the Palestra plaque says, that to love the game is the greatest of all. I'm John Feinstein.
New Year's resolutions run the gamut from working out more to going out less, from eating more kale to learning a new language, and last but not least, to finding a meaningful relationship. Now, while a matchmaker can't help you develop a sudden love for leafy greens, the experts at It's Just Lunch can provide an enjoyable alternative to online dating and make it easier to keep that resolution. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. Your matchmaker will then hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all of your matches and even book your reservations at the best date spots in Chicago. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. A New Year's resolution is a promise you make to your future. So make 2017 the year you find love. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Battery. This is Taryn. I can help you.
I'm wondering if you guys do battery installations?
Yeah, absolutely. It's free of charge.
And do you do wiper installations too?
Yes, that is also free of charge.
Wow, all that's free.
We also do alternator and starter testing for free.
Wow, you guys pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Any chance you guys handle dry cleaning?
Well, not quite everything.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. And right now, get a $20 Speed Perks reward with any battery purchase.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The
weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii Five-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for Big Ten play as the Cats host Iowa, Indiana, Maryland, and more. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls are back in action tonight as they host OKC at the United Center. They're looking for their fourth consecutive victory. Jimmy Butler's averaging 38 points over his last three games, but he missed this morning's shoot-around, and he is a game-time decision. Denzel Valentine also listed as a game-time decision. He's recovering from an ankle injury. College football tonight, the national championship game. Paris number 3 Clemson taking on number 1 Alabama. Kickoff at 7:30. The NFL's divisional weekend is set. Saturday, Seattle travels to Atlanta, and New England hosts Houston. And on Sunday, Pittsburgh plays at KC with Green Bay traveling to Dallas. NHL, the Blackhawks beat Nashville 5-2 last night at the UC. Ryan Hartman with a hat trick. The Hawks are off tonight with the Red Wings in town tomorrow. College Buckets, Baylor is number 1 in the AP Top 25 for the first time ever. Rounding out the top 3 are Kansas and Villanova. When it comes to dinner, there's nothing harder than choosing between your favorite foods. That's where Taco Bell's Double Stack Tacos come in, with flavor combinations like Cool Habanero, Spicy Sweet, and Nacho Crunch. You can choose not to choose for only a dollar. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
She just found out.
This week's most popular music. 42 years ago, 1975.
Number 3.
Paul McCartney and Wings, Junior's Farm.
Number 2.
Barry White, You're the First, the Last, My Everything. And the number one song this week, 42 years ago in 1975. John, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Owen will join us.
Do I have a say in that?
At 2, you do not. Vincent Goodwill of Comcast Sportsnet at 3. Adam Kramer of Bleacher Report, 3:40. Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports Shutdown Quarter Blog Talks NFL, whatever that weekend was. I don't know. That'll be at 4 o'clock, and we could have some surprises for you also. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. We are textable at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. He's on Twitter at Barry Rosner. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Our producers are Tony Gill and Chris Tannehill. And I got to tell you, I was really ready for football. I was actually excited after whatever this regular season was and all the stupidity and all the long slogs and inability to concentrate and the Bears. I was ready.
And, it was nice to have a weekend without the Bears, wasn't it?
It was. But,
wasn't that pleasant?
But these games, they were just over.
Well, you knew, all right, you knew the Houston game was going to be dreadful.
Correct.
Okay, no surprise there. Although, I got to say, it was even worse than I thought it was going to be.
That was bad.
I mean, Connor Cook, dear God, that was bad.
They tried to pretend. Did you remember what, did you hear what was leaking out shortly before the game? That there were a couple reporters saying, oh, there are some people expressing a great deal of confidence that Connor Cook's going to be able to run the whole playbook. And I'm thinking,
please.
My first thought was, who are these people and why are you repeating what they're saying?
They had three plays for him to run that weren't handoffs. That's it. They had three plays from the run, and he couldn't execute those.
It reminded me of the emergency Kyle Orton playbook. Remember, as a rookie,
yes,
when he
after Grossman went down in the preseason.
Correct, yeah. And they thought, oh my God, we got to play the kid.
You know, in Orton's defense, and I don't know, I don't think we want to go down this road. You know, Urlacher at one point later that season, after Grossman had his job back, said, "I think we didn't do him any favors by not letting him run an NFL offense."
Right.
You know, because he wasn't prepared then when they asked him to do a little bit more. After, what, like 10 or 11 weeks of doing nothing, they asked him to do more and he wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, there wasn't, and we had 2.5 quarters of decent football. And I was excited for it, and it's not Bears, and it's real. And it finally worth some of the shouting, because you know the NFL is always screaming at you, and even the worst games, even these Thursday night garbage clown shows get the big screaming treatment. I thought, okay,
Mike McCarthy tried to make the last game a game by going, going on fourth again for no reason. You've got the, I mean, you are in control of the game. You have the momentum. They're not doing anything offensively, and he tries to let him back in the game. That is a really strange decision, but to be able to watch Aaron Rodgers.
Unreal.
All day, it is just, please get him to the Super Bowl. Please get him there and let him play Tom Brady, because this is the best part of a football weekend is watching Aaron Rodgers play football. I want more football.
What's the latest on Jordy Nelson that you've heard?
Oh, bad.
Because that looked like
really bad.
Broken ribs.
Broken ribs, maybe lacerated spleen, perhaps... I think bruised kidney, someone said.
It isn't even just the ribs. If you've had rib injuries, the intercostal tissue, what happens, and I know you've had rib injuries, where you can't smile, you can't breathe, you can't laugh.
You can't try getting out of bed. Okay, what do you do first thing in the morning? Well, you wake up, you try to breathe. That hurts.
Right.
Then you try to roll over. That hurts.
God forbid you sneeze, in which case everything grays out for a while.
Sneezing is a catastrophe. But you can't get out of bed. You have to roll onto the floor to get out of bed. They're talking about other damage to actual organs that... But that's, that's the crown of the helmet to a defenseless receiver, is it not? Is that not the definition at that point? I mean, how is that not a penalty of three different varieties right there? I was really surprised by that. Not that it does the Packers any good, because then Jordy Nelson's gone. Yet Aaron Rodgers doesn't matter to him. He loses his most important guy.
It eventually will matter.
Of course it will. But I'm saying in this game, he just moves along, and there's Randall Cobb. And the play to Devontae Adams, which won't get the most attention because of the Hail Mary.
The touchdown
to Devontae
Adams.
Tiny
window.
Where he keeps the play alive three different times. He buys 9 seconds. Brian Beluga is holding a guy for 9 seconds, and I don't mean literally holding him like penalty holding, but keeps his guy at bay for 9 seconds, steps up three different times, and Devontae Adams finds a place where he's able to get his body between the defender and the ball, and Rodgers hits that window the size of a football. I mean, this is the third time in 2 weeks I've said, who else could have ever made that throw? I mean, like, how many guys ever?
We will talk
could
football
have made that throw?
With Matt Bowen at 2:00. We've got a national championship game tonight. We have the Bulls and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Going to be known as Flu Game 2.
He set it up so early. He's planned to miss shoot around with a cold for a week. It's so transparent. Oh yeah, Jimmy's game time decision.
Everything about him is transparent. I mean, everything about him right now, everything he does
is contrived.
So it is everything.
It's all so contrived, and it feeds on itself. When he plays this well, he's going to live it up.
What do you think, Dwayne? All right, you're Dwayne Wade. What are you really thinking about everything that Jimmy Butler does?
Eye roll emoji.
That's really all you need. That's really all you need.
Right now, Dwayne Wade is...
Please.
All right, the guy's played with actual championship players.
Yes, yes. And he was one of them, by the way.
Yeah. He's got rings, and he's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's just going like, okay. do your thing, man.
He gets home, and his wife says, so Jimmy had it going, huh? And Dwayne Wade rolls his eyes and goes... Oh, please.
Yeah. Great success. This is Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner, and we are here until 6 on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUV.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and
and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon stars.
I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk, and not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Snap to A-Rod, looking downfield, scrambles right, now winds up, rainbows into the end zone, and it is caught!
Yes!
Into the end zone!
Yes!
Randall Cobb! Touchdown, Green Bay! Hail Mary answered again!
The guy's magic. I don't know. What more can you say? I mean, nobody should be able to complete as many of those as he seems to complete. It's not supposed to happen.
That's three in the course of, what, 13 months
yeah,
or something
on.
Like that?
Come on.
I mean, teams don't do that once in 20 years,
a lifetime.
Right?
Once in a lifetime. You talk about some of the great quarterbacks of all time. How many times has happened for them? I mean, you can the fact that you can remember where you were when these things happen. You know, Bears fans remember the James Allen catch in some meaningless game. You know, just because it happens so rarely. And then this guy just does it as a matter of course.
The throws he makes, though. I mean, he made two against Detroit. I don't know who else ever could have made those throws. I mean, maybe Elway, maybe Favre.
Montana.
You know, Montana, I don't think his arm was strong enough. He made two throws yesterday. Same thing where you go, all right, I mean, remember the way Ali used to step back and punch at the same time? Remember the force with which he could hit while he was moving backward. Rodgers makes that throw as he's backpedaling with incredible force and incredible accuracy in these tiny little windows. I just don't know who else could ever make those throws. I'm trying
How about after keeping a play alive for 8 seconds?
Yeah.
You know, and his line protected him. But even when
you got to know at some point someone's sure. going to hit you in the head and take your head off.
And I don't want to go all Hawk Harrelson here, but on the list of right-handed quarterbacks able to be that accurate moving to one's left. It's very that's a short list. That's when you're talking about Elway.
I'm telling you, you add up the four plays. I'm talking about the one long Cobb touchdown, not the Hail Mary, the throw to Devontae Adams, and two others against Detroit. You add those up, and you just look at them, and you go, all right, who else makes these plays? Who else is capable? I don't, and you know, we're
even
always
Brady's arm strength isn't there. Like
no,
that
not
anymore.
Like no, he no. He doesn't. I don't think he ever threw the ball like that.
It was really
this is an extraordinary combination of many, many different things. And you know, when they were 4-6, the Packers were 88-1 to win the Super Bowl. And he said, we're going to run the table. And I don't doubt that he really believed it.
And you put $20 down? You put $100 down?
Maybe a little more than 20.
You did? At 88?
Yeah.
Is that why you remember it?
Yes.
Aha! Look at you go. Interesting.
But I mean, regardless of what they were and, you know, what the possibilities, what the odds really should have been, I don't doubt that he really believed it at that point. Do you? I mean, when he says that?
You can't doubt him at this point.
But people were talking, you remember what people were saying then? Not the same guy.
He looked bad. He did.
How much of that was what was happening around him?
I don't know. Remember, they were speculating it was off the field, that it was his family controversy, his estranged brother, and say something is not right with him. What could it possibly be? There's throws he usually makes that he's not making. Body language wasn't the same, and then all of a sudden, everything was just fine. But the inflation of the ball, that was another theory, that he liked the overinflated balls, and now that everything's being checked, he couldn't do that anymore.
I'll grant you that he didn't look good. But did it have to do more with what was happening around him?
Could have. It could have. That's always the scout's challenge when it comes to determining quarterbacking. Because sometimes it's just not that. Sometimes little things add up. It almost becomes like a syndrome when the aggregation of small timing issues, of small personnel issues.
It's like a hitter. It's like a hitter who gets in a funk, right, and then it has 10 different people talking to him and things get worse.
And you're Jason Hayward.
Yeah.
And that's all of a sudden you're in that spiral and you need a complete reboot, a total reset to get out of it. It's the rare athlete that's able to flip that switch by himself. That's able to say, okay, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to start it up again, reset the modem, and everything's going to be fine. And it appears like he did that.
It's just amazing to watch. I mean, there's nothing better on Sunday than watching Aaron Rodgers play football.
I will say this, and I forgot how much, you know, because my dad reminded me to do this. He said, don't forget to flip over to the golf. And I said, why? He said, because on a big HD TV, when the weather is
Kapalua.
Like, he said, when the weather in Kapalua is like it is, there is, it just bathe in it. Just the vistas. Not necessarily, you don't have to care about who's winning or losing that golf tournament, but just look at the vistas. Look at the shots. Because people who have played there, he's played there. He said it's so distracting that you almost can't concentrate on golf because you're so blown away with everything. Every next rise, you get to a tee box.
Well,
you get to a green.
Middle of a fairway. When you get to a ridge and all of a sudden you can see the ocean.
Right,
again.
There's a volcano over there. Right? It's impossible to think about your next shot when you're always saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And our televisions are so good now. You can actually see some of that stuff.
Yeah, I was going back and forth quite a bit. In fact, right around the time McCarthy made that ridiculous call, Justin Thomas double bogeyed a hole, and all of a sudden Matsuyama was back within a shot. So
right, but then he hit the false front, and
then they went to 17, and Justin Thomas hits a phenomenal 6-iron into 17 to 2 feet, and there's your tournament.
And I'm used to Kapalua being much more windy. Yeah, I mean, usually there's like
Pretty windy yesterday.
Yeah, but not windy sometimes yesterday. You know, you see the guys, you know, the clothes are flapping and
the pants were moving yesterday. It wasn't as bad as
the pants are moving. Oh my God, the pants are moving.
It wasn't as bad. You're right. It wasn't as bad as it's been as we've seen it. But yeah, that's just the most beautiful place on earth. If there's a better one, I'd like to know about it.
It's just especially with they're conscious of it too, and when it's well produced like that. And I forgot it's actually NBC. I thought that it was going to be moved around or shunted off to one of the secondary
they
channels.
They did 2 hours on Saturday and 2 hours on Sunday. The rest was Golf Channel.
Yeah, but it looks really good, and it makes you want to hit balls.
That's exactly what it makes you want to do. No, I'm chipping in the basement. I started chipping in the basement. I started.
Summer's here.
It feels like it.
Basement
after,
chipping.
After watching that. So I'm chipping in the basement. I was putting Saturday night. I did some putting, but I really want to hit balls.
Yeah, it was was good for the seasonal spirit to have a little bit of that and then to go to my kid's first baseball practice. And, you know, there's leather and baseballs popping into gloves. So I'm like, okay, it might be 8 degrees out, but this is starting to feel like the start of something. Well, golf, a little baseball, let's go. Let's do this. You know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that'd be fine by me. Look, you know, there have been some years when we have been on the course in February. I mean, like open for business for the year. It's been a few rounds in January over the last 10 years here or there, but I mean, open for business, like ready to go sometime in late February. But you need a lot of breaks for that to happen. I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't bet on that.
Okay. Well, not at 88 to 1. He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Bowen joins us next. Got to talk some X's and O's with him on the score.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Cubs fans, the score will be live at the Cubs convention all weekend. Starting Friday, 1 to 10. Saturday, 8 to 12:45. And Sunday, 8 to 11:30. To talk to the biggest names in the Cubs organization. 2017 is going to be another amazing year for the Cubs. And it all starts with the Cubs convention. Listen to our coverage live. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week in music history. American soul singer Wilson Pickett died of a heart attack at age 64 this week in 2006.
Atlanta.
This week in 2012, Etta James died from complications of leukemia at age 73.
Welcome to the hotel.
And this week in 2016, Glenn Frey of the Eagles died of complications from pneumonia. This week in music history. This week in 1969, Led Zeppelin I, the band's debut album, was released in the U.S. This week in 1982, at a concert, Ozzy Osbourne attempted to bite the head off a live bat, thinking it was rubber. The Beastie Boys became the first act censored on American Bandstand this week in 1987. This week in 1988, the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul McCartney did not attend.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom.
CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 42 years ago, 1975.
Number 3.
Paul McCartney and Wings, Junior's Farm.
Number 2.
Barry White, You're the First, the Last, My Everything. And the number one song this week, 42 years ago in 1975. Elton John, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Lucy in the Sky. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from...